Hi, I'm Paul Rielli from Charlotte Lit with a 2-minute writing tip for Charlotte Readers Podcast. For my many years as a writer and coach, I've developed a list I call the Immutable Laws of Writing. Today is the most controversial on the list. Immutable Law Number 3, Writer's Block Does Not Exist. Before you object, let me clarify. I acknowledge that we can feel blocked. Immutable Law Number 3 contends there is no ailment, no virus, no universal diagnosable condition called writer's block. Writer's block is a bogeyman. The number one block, according to Stephen Pressfield's indispensable book, The War of Art, is resistance. The trick is to identify the resistance, because if you can name it, you can solve for it. Here are some blocks, some forms of resistance, and what to do about them. 1. Nothing I write is any good. The glib but useful solution to this is lower your standards, by which I mean stop expecting that every sentence that emerges from your fingers is dead solid perfect. Embrace what Anne Lamott calls the shitty first draft. 2. I don't know what happens next. This probably means you're a pantser, a seat-of-the-pants writer who lets the story emerge organically. One easy solution is to make a list of bad things that can happen to your character and pick one of those to write about. 3. I'm out of ideas. Just as I don't believe in writer's block, I don't believe that writers ever run out of ideas. Generally, the opposite is true. Too many ideas. More likely, the issue is you're not capturing the ideas as they occur to you. A simple solution, carry a notebook or have a voice app ready on your phone. When something tickles at your brain, get it down. 4. I'm not inspired. Your muse, for reasons unexplained, the muse never explains, has vanished, gone on vacation, or worse, is visiting the rival writer down the street. Oh, you disloyal muse. But seriously, you'll wait a long time waiting for inspiration to arrive. Go and seek it out. Walk, read, take a writing class. All of these can help. But the best solution is to put your behind in your writing chair. If you sit down to write every day between, say, 9 and 10 a.m., you'll find that that's when the muse tends to appear. In the end, blockages happen to all of us, but let's recognize them for what they are, resistance of some kind. Don't blame the mythical, all-encompassing writer's block. Find the resistance and find the cure. For more 2-minute tips, listen to the Beyond 300 episodes of Charlotte Readers Podcast or visit charlottelit.org/tips.